Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Lamed Zayin in Maseches Erev in the 255th daf in Shas. We record this Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tazria Mitzora for Yom Rishon Sunday to Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim. We pick up 12 lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, analyzing the Mishnah that discussed making a condition on one's Erev. We will pick up with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah. Let's take a look three lines before the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Imhoye Echamehen, Rabbo, Holech Eitz Rabbo, Vamhoyu Shnein, Rabbosav, Lemokum, Shiyirtze, Leyech. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that if you made an Erev in two different directions, and you said, I will decide on Shabbos which direction I'm going to go to, which our Gemara shortly will get involved in the sugya of Breira, can we say retroactively it's as if I made the Erev in this direction? Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't really have a choice if your Rebbe is coming in one direction and your friends in another. In such a case, then retroactively you're saying you want to go in the direction of your Rebbe. However, the Rabbanan disagree, observes our Gemara 10 lines from the bottom. V'rabbanan zimnin denichale bechevrei tvei meirabe. There are times that he'll rather go to his friends than his Rebbe. Meiri suggests that the reason why he wants to be with his friends, we're not talking about that someone who just wants to hang out, but every once in a while there is something on his mind that he is uncomfortable or embarrassed to ask from his Rebbe, maybe for a favor that he'd prefer to ask from his friends as opposed to others, or maybe he's looking to relax a little bit on Shabbos. Either way, Rabbanan zimna denichle becharei tvei meirabe. Amar Rav les lemasnisan miditani iyo. Rav makes an important observation which is going to catapult us into one of the most important sugyas, and a even difficult sugya, and one learns it bi'iyun, although in Bikiyas it shouldn't be too hard in the Daf Yomi, and that is the sugya of Breira. And that's going to be for the entire Daf. Simply put, the sugya of Breira is the following. Breira means literally to choose. Can one leave open to choose later on a result that is not clear now, even though you are initiating the process right now? For example, when it comes to the Eruv, when you make the Eruv, you don't know which direction you're going to be going in until Shabbos day. And when you put down the two Eruvim, as described in our Mishnah, you need the process of Breira to allow you to choose which direction retroactively was the Erev that was kosher. Says Rav, our Mishnah does not follow the teaching of Iyo. Ditani Iyo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masna al Shnei Dvarim Gechad. One cannot make a condition and say, maybe I want to go in this direction, maybe I want to go in that direction, and maybe I want to go in both directions. Ella, in Bachach al Mizrach Eruvei Lemizrach. If the Chacham comes to the east, he could go to the east. He cannot make an Erev in both directions. Now the Gemara clarifies what that means. What does it mean you can't make an Erev in two directions? Because, as Rashi explains, in Dibar Maschil, De'em Breira, maybe you say that when he chose that direction, that was not the direction that he was thinking about on Friday. Take a look at Rashi. De Ein Breira. De Chibara Le Machar, when he chooses which direction he wants to go to. Amrinan Shema Etmol Ki Kana Erev. Lava Daiti De Hachave. Ela Yidach. How do we know that he really didn't intend in the other direction? So Gemara then says, L'mizrach L'mariv Nami Ein Breira. So then, in such a case, you can never leave open a choice for Breira. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to say that our case was talking about where the Chacham already came. Rashi adds, in Dibar Maslam Rabbi Yochanan, the Chacham came on Erev Shabbos, but he didn't know where the Chacham was. He would only find out on Shabbos. If that's so, when he's putting down the Erev, So then in such a case, there it really is Huvrar. It's really clear which direction it is, but he doesn't know where the Chacham is. Okay, so that's why, according to Ayo, an Erev will work if he's not sure which direction he's going to go in. But Breira, we still don't hold of. Asks the Gemara, Rav formulated that we reject our Mishnah, because Iyo says otherwise. Adarabba, Lesa Lidiyo Mimes Nisan. Maybe we should say that Iyo is wrong, because of our Mishnah, it says Beferish, that we do Breira. Says Gemara, Lo Sakadaitach, Da Shemina Le Rabbi Yehuda Les Le Breira. You can't say that, because Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't have the viability of Breira to say that something worked retroactively. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda is in our Mishnah. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira? This not, we learned in a Mishnah, which is quoted in many places, as you could see in the Masoras Hashas. It's a Mishnah in Demai, Perechess, Mishnah. Hey, halokeich yayim bein hakusim. If a person buys wine from Gentiles, and he needs to take off Trumas and Maisus. Rashi points out that this is before they made the Gzera of Yayin of Akusi, that we're not allowed to drink Stam Yenam. Oimer, on top of Laman Zayin Amin Aleph, he's allowed to take off Truma and say, now I am taking off Truma, which I'm going to only decide later from where that Truma is coming. That's Breira. Shnei Lugin, he says, two Lugin, Shani, Asa La'afshiv, Hafrish. Later on, I'm going to take off. It should be halachically considered as if now I already took off. Harehein Truma. That should be considered Truma. Asara, 10 of them, Maiser Rishon. Tisha, Maiser Sheni. 9 is Maiser Sheni. Umechel, and then he could transfer that onto money. Vishosa Miyat, and he could drink it immediately. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, they hold that it's prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda here doesn't allow, because he says that you can't say retroactively this was the Truma. At the time, you didn't designate the Truma. You can't say that the Truma is designated retroactively. Says our Gemara that it must be Iyo is correct, that our Mishnah is incorrect, because we have an express opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says that we don't say Breira. If that's so, so then, if we had to choose, we would say that our Mishnah is erroneous, and Iyo's presentation that there's no such thing as Breira is acceptable. Ulamar, Lesala Yo Mimas Nisan. Ula says, no, our Mishnah is correct, and Iyo is incorrect. Aye, but didn't we see above that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a breira when it comes to afroshes, trumos, and maestros on the wine? Vel hadik tan Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, osrin, ula zuzi zuzi katani. Ula says you got to put the pakama when quoting Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon in a different place, and that is there's zuz. You have two couples over here. Zuz could also mean a zug, Rashi explains. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda say it's acceptable. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say that's not acceptable. And we could follow a simple reading of our Mishnah, and that is that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Breira, we could say that it works retroactively. Says the Gemara, 8 lines on the bottom, some Rabbi Yossi ain't Breira. But now our assumption is, at least Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to Truma, says you can't say that the Truma has been designated retroactively because he doesn't hold the Breira. Tanya, but then we learn a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Amr, Shtei Noshim, Shalachu Es Kinehen Be'eruv. You have two women who bought karbanos through Erev. Now, don't be thrown off. Our Maseches is called Erevin, but this has nothing to do with the Erev that our Masechta is talking about, although the word has the same meaning. Let's start with the name of our Masechta. Erev, la'arev, means to join together, like Eruve Chatzeros. And Erev is kosher because of the Eruve Chatzeros. As we point out many times, it's a misnomer. The string and the pole is a Tzuras HaPesach. That's not an Erev. An Erev is what joins everybody together. The bread or matzah is designated for everybody. That's what it means over here as well. Not the bread, but rather they were joined together. Two women bought bishutfus, birds, as in the beginning of this week's parsha, that they were women who had to bring birds for their birth, and that is what Maseches Kinin is all about. So if two women buy the karbanos, now they're mixed up together. Oshin asnu kinein lekoin. Even if they didn't buy it together, if they gave them to the coin together, eze sheyirtze koin yakriv. Ola ule eze sheyirtze yakriv chatas. The coin chooses and he designates whichever one he wants for ola. As the Torah says, echol ola vechol dechatos. One is a ola, one is a chatos. So he could choose, and then retroactively, each one gets their carbon. Now at the time, we did it. Let's take the case where they even bought it together. They never decided, when they bought it, they never decide which one is which. And what do we say? When they gave the Kohen the Eruv, they say, ah, retroactively, Leah gave that one, because that was the one that the Kohen bought on behalf of Leah. And Devorah brought that one, because that was the one that the Kohen brought on the Mizbeach, on behalf of Devorah. That's classic Breira at first glance. That's deciding retroactively, later in time, which one was which. Rabbi gives an answer. Normally, the halacha would be that we don't say Breira. However, Hasam Kishe Hisnu, the women made a condition in the beginning that whatever the coin brings for me, that's what is mine. That's what Leah says, and that's what Devorah says. Ihachi says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, Malam and Zayin Amalef Maila Memra. What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course, it's then dependent entirely on the Kohen. Kamashmal Kiddur Rav Chizda. It's telling us an important Chiddush. Because Rav Chizda said, not so fast. It's not simple to just simply say, retroactively the Kohen brought this one for Leah and this one for Devorah. Dar Rav Chizda, Ein Hakinin Misparshos Ela Ibelekich Az Bailim Obasias Kohen. You could only decide which bird is what at two particular moments. And that is either when Devorah and Leah buy it or when they give it to the Kohen. However, if, as Rashi explains, beginning on the second line from the top on Lamed Zayin on the base, if they bought the birds stam, they bought enough birds for both of them, who are our women? Leah and Devorah. So Leah and Devorah bought them the necessary birds together, and then they decided which one is which. The Kohen is allowed to change. And there would be no psul if the Kohen changes it at that time. So here there is another chiddush that's being brought out. And that is, if the women didn't start and decide which one is which at the time they bought it, our Mishnah is being Mechadesh, the Kohen, when he brings it, could decide which one is which. And even if it contradicts what Leah and Devorah had decided, it will not be a problem. Continues the Gemara, two lines on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Fakata Yisavir Rabbi Yossi Ein Breira. Does Rabbi Yossi really not hold a Breira? Vatanya, didn't we learn in Breisa? Amar Shomer Lechover. If an Amaret says to a Chover, Kachli Aguda Achas Shal Yerek Ogluska Achas, go to the store. Could you buy me, please, some vegetables or a piece of bread, a loaf of bread? Eina tzarech la'aser. The chaver does not need to take off meiser. Divrei Rabbi Yossi v'chacham omrim tzarech la'aser. So it's a machlokes in Rabbi Yossi and the chacham whether he needs to take off meiser. Now we know that there is a rule that anything that goes through the hands of a chaver, as the Mishnah in the second parak of Demai explains, that everything that goes through his property, even if he's not going to hold on to it, a chaver needs to take off meiser. Now, if we say that the chaver needs to take off meiser on both things he bought, the reason is he buys on behalf of the Am Aretz, but he buys two that first go into his possession, and then he decides which one he's going to hold on to and which one he's going to give to the Am Aretz. That is assuming Ein Breira. If you assume Ein Breira, So then in such a case, you would have to take off Meiser. If, however, you assume retroactively, whatever he gives to Amaretz, that was what he bought on behalf of the Amaretz from the seller, and what the other one he bought from himself, then you would not need to take off Meiser. So here, we have Rabbi Yossi who says that you don't need to take off. That's assuming Brera. V'chachamim orim tzarech la'aser. They're assuming there's no such thing as Brera. So we have a contradiction. We learned on Omid Alta, Rabbi Yossi does not have hold of Brera. And over here, he seems to answer the Gemara. Epoch switch the opinions. The Gemara continues, find on the top, Toshma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Ha'imer, someone who says, Masir, she actually bebeis, imchul al-sela, shetale biyadi minakis. Gemara continues to try to verify the position of Rabbi Yossi. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Omer Maser Shieshli Bebesi, Mechulal Alsela Shetale Biyodi Min Hakis. The Maser that I have in my house should be redeemed with the money that I'm about to take out of my pocket. So this, at the moment of the statement, he didn't know which coin it was going to be. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechulal. Rabbi Yossi says that it takes effect. It seems, again, that Rabbi Yossi is advocating for Brera. Retroactively, it was this coin that I meant. I don't know now when I'm making the statement, but 2 minutes later, or a second later, when I pull the coin out, retroactively, I meant this coin. Epoch, says the Gemara, switch it. Rabbi Yossi would hold that it's not Mechul. Emer Rabbi Yossi Omer Lochil. My chazes dipches tarti mikmei chada. Why are you changing Rabbi Yossi in two instances? Because you have a Rabbi Yossi on Amud Aleph. Do it the other way around. Switch Rabbi Yossi on Amud Aleph. Say that Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira. My chazes dipches tarti mikmei chada. Epe chada mikmei tarti. Havada yipcha. Says the Gemara, we for sure have to switch Rabbi Yossi because of the following statement. Havada yipcha tani. Diktani seifa, because we learned in the seifa that we just discussed, the seifa of the Tosefta of Meiser Sheni, what we've been discussing, the last case is Meiser Sheni, when he says, Omer Meiser Sheishli Bebesi. So that Tosefta in Meiser Sheni continues, Umodu Rabbi Yossi, but Omer Meiser Sheishli Bebesi, Yehei Mechulal Al Selech Hadosha, Shetala Miyodi Min Hakis, when he says in the future that it will be Mechulal on what I pull out of my pocket, Shechilel. So in such a case, it does take into effect. So we see, Rabbi Yossi says it was a problem when he says that the Meiser is going to be Mechulal on the coin, and then he when he says the Meiser is Mechulal on the coin, and then he pulls the coin out, then it is a problem. Why? Because then he's relying on Brera. However, if he says it will be Mechulal, then it will be Mechulal later on when he pulls it out of his pocket. Midikamer, it's quite clear that over there Rabbi Yossi holds that doesn't work, because over here he says it does work. Otherwise it would be repetitious. Must be that there was a mistake in Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi says lo chila. Now the Gemara clarifies, what exactly was the second case? In the Braisa we had said, Umod Rabbi Yossi ba'omer maser sheyeshi b'soch b'esei m'chul al sele chadoshe shetale yal... Biyadi minakis. What does it mean? Selach hadasha. Hechidam. Idi katarti tlas. If there's two or three coins, diyesh breira. Hainu kamaisa. That's the original case. Ella. Now the Gemara changes the pshat a little. Deleka elachada. There was only one coin. Ma tala. Then why does it say tala? I will lift out. Sounds like he's lifting out amongst others. I did tell you, reisha tala tana seifa nami tala. So the maskana of the Gemara is that the reason why Rabbi Yossi says it works in the second case is not, as we said above, incorrectly, that it was the question of the formulation of how it would be Mechulal, but rather the fact was that there was only one coin. And since there was only one coin, in such a case, the Chilul takes effect automatically because there's only one coin available. Period. Amalei Rav Lernacha, manai Tana. Who is the Tana that says that filu b'drabanan less lay brera? That even if we're dealing with dine drabanan, if you don't evoke the chalos, the effect immediately, you can say that it will take place retroactively. The sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Amar lechamisha, he says to five people, Hareini ma'arev al ezemekem she'ertze. Hareini ma'arev, I'm putting down an erev, I'm not sure which of you five I'm going to go to. I'm going to decide later on who I'm going to go to, or lo ratziti leyech, lo yelech, I won't go to either of you. Ratzim ebod yom, if he decides when still day, eruve eruv, mishach hashecha ein eruve eruv. It's not a valid eruv. Why? Because it's trying to use the process of breira. And now that is a case of breira on the Rabbanim. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, who is this Tana who holds this way? Ishtik, Rav Nachman was silent. Lo amalei velo midi. He didn't tell him anything. Velei malei Tana deve iyo. Why didn't he quote iyo? That we learned on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis that doesn't hold the breira when it comes to Eruv. Hu lo shmi alei. Rav Nachman did not hear of iyo's position. Rav Yosef Omer, Tanoi shekalsa me'alma. You're going to throw out and lose all the Tanaim from the throughout the world. You're going to think that of all the Tanaim in the world, no one's going to hold that there is no such thing as Breira, even by Surah Darabaram. Tanoihi, we can find Machlokas Tanaim. The Sanya, Hareini Ma'ariv L'Shabbos Shel Kol Hashana. I'm making an Erev for a Shabbos throughout the years. Ratzisi Elech, Lo Ratzisi, Lo Elech. Ratzmod Yom, Eruve Erev. Mishach Hashecha, Reb Shimon Omer Eruve Erev, V'Chachamim Omrim Ein Eruve Erev. That's the position of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that the Erev doesn't work if he decides on Shabbos, because then that's trying to evoke Breira. Asks the Gemara, V'Shamina Le Reb Shimon, the less lay Breira. But we heard that Reb Shimon does not hold of Breira, even when it comes to Yisurei D'Rabbanan. Kasha D'Reb Shimon, D'Reb Shimon, seems to be a contradiction. Ela Epoch. Maybe switch it around. The Chacham says it's kasha. Reb Shimon says it's problematic. My kasha. What's the question? Dilma kilas Reb Shimon breira. When does Reb Shimon not hold a breira bidaraisa? Avo bidrabanan islay. But when it comes to dine drabanan, then we're lenient and we allow it to work retroactively. Gemara explains that Rav Yosef didn't want to suggest this distinction between because kasav Rav Yosef ben islay breira. Mandis le breira, excuse me, the one who holds a breira, loshnam b'dorais loshnam b'dorabana, islay. He holds of it both on a dorais and dorabana level, umandales le breira, loshnam b'dorais loshnam b'dorabana, leslay. Period. Rav Amar, Rav goes back to the old opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we learned on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that did not allow for breira when taking off Trumas and Maisras from wine, that you cannot say, what I decide later on will be Trumas and Maisras, and now eat the fruits or drink the wine. In such a case, you cannot drink the wine. You've got to first take off the Trumas and Maisras, and you can't rely on Breira. Rav Amar Shani Hasam de Ba'inan Reishis Shishiyareha Nikarin. This is a beautiful drasha of Chazal. And that is, it says, Reishis Ariso Seichem, when you take off Challah, it needs to be from the beginning of the dough, which would seem to indicate that you're taking off from the beginning. That means that there is going to be something left that is not going to be part of the truma. If one is drinking all the wine first and saying whatever is left over is going to be the truma and meiser, then there might not be anything else aside from the truma, and you will not have this beautiful rule of shiareha nikarim to have something shirayim that's left over. Amalei Abaye El Meata, if that would be so, hayu lefanim shnei rimonim shel teva. If there are two pomegranates of tevel, truma has not been removed from them. Va'amar, and he says, im yardu gisham hayom, if the rain comes down today, yehizeh truma, alzeh. This one should be truma on the other. In other words, there are two of them, let's call them A and B. B is going to be truma, and A is going to now be chulin and permissible, and they're both no longer going to be tevel. Vim lo yarduk shabim hayom. If there is no rain, yeze truma al ze. This one should be truma on the next. Hachanami, you're, according to your logic that you need shireh nikarim, bein yardu, bein lo yardu, de'ein bedvar of klum. Whether rain comes down or not, now at the moment that you are mafrish, you don't see which one is the tevel, which was the truma. And if you're going to say that's what shiareh nikarim means, and therefore, in the case of that condition, there's no truma. Vatnan, we learned in Trumas Perek Gimel Mishneh, Trumas Akri, Hazeh, Umaisroso Besocho, I'm taking off Truma from this basket and the Meisers inside of it. Truma's Meisers Ebesocho, Reb Shimon Omer, Kora Hashem. It works. It's Chal. Even though right now that's not Nikar, which one is which? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam Deika Svivav. No, in that case, there's fruit around. Surrounds it. And there's fruit that's going to be Tevel, and there's fruit that's going to be Truma. In contrast to the case of the wine, if he leaves over until the last wine, it's hard to differentiate between which wine was which. Maybe over there, there's another reason we're machmer when it comes to wine, because we're afraid that if the barrel breaks and the wine all spills out, then he'll never end up taking off the truma. In contrast, if the basket breaks, then all the fruit doesn't necessarily get lost. Amar Lahen, Rebbe Meir responded when that was the concern of Shimon, Likeshe Yivaka, when it splits, we'll worry about it, but you don't have to worry about it now. Period. And when we thought originally that the problem was that wine does not have shiareni karim, my kamri light, what was it that there was a give and take about whether the barrel, we have to worry about the barrel breaking or not? Hachi kamri light. Lidi dam be'inan reisha shiareni karim. According to us, with wine, we can't qualify shiareni karim because it's not obvious what's going to be left over. Lidit chayata moda shemi yivaka anot. Why aren't you moda that we should at least be afraid that the barrel is going to split? That was where Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Meir, and then you're going to be stuck. V'nimtze shoset tfal mafreya. Amalein likishi yivake. He says, I'm not worried about it. When it breaks, so then we'll deal with the problem then. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Zayin, and we now go to the Halacha section from our daily Daf. Bezer Hashem Yisparech. The halacha topic from today's daf, Lamed Zayin in Maseches Erevin, is whether one is allowed to write a mezuzah and give it to a guy, as it emerges from our sugya in the complicated discussion of Breira. We will isolate the complicated parts and get to the bottom line of the halacha lemaisa by speaking out a few of the details of the Shaila. There are two instances which we'll discuss. The second will be longer than the first and will be the application of our daf. The Netziv in Hamik Shaila, Sheilta Kuf Mem He, observes Yerushalmi that says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Peah, it states, sent a Gentile Artavon a mezuzah. Based on this, the Netziv says that if a mezuzah is written l'chatchila without the intention for Kedusha, but is written for a Gentile, one would be allowed to give a Gentile a mezuzah. Again, if it wasn't written for Kedusha. Ramesha Feinstein disagrees with this in Yardea Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, and to this day, there is a big diun in Poskim. Let's take this Shaila a step further. According to the Netziv that allows this, what would the halacha be in regards to someone who writes a mezuzah for the intention to be used in their house? Possibly. But if they don't need it, so then it won't have Kedusha, and then he'll be able to give it to a Gentile. In a discussion of this Shaila, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein points out that this Shaila is fundamentally the Shaila of Breira in our sugya. And that is, am I allowed to say, I'm leaving both possibilities open, and retroactively I decided that it's not needed for Kedusha, and I'm not going to use it for its Kedusha, and I'm going to give it to a guy, according to Netziv, that allows it. Now this Shaila is discussed in slightly different form in a famous tshuva of the Oneg Yom Tov. And this Oneg Yom Tov's tshuva should be known by all, even if one does not know all of the Oneg Yom Tov's tshuvas, because he touches on two important points. Number one, the Oneg Yom Tov applies our sugya and says this is a classic case of breira on a d'oraisa, and we paskin ain breira on a d'oraisa, and that is you're not allowed to leave open both possibilities and say it's one way retroactively. You've got to choose. If that's so, you've got to choose. You are, at first glance, stuck. The only Yom Tov speaks about a slightly different shaila, and this is not about a mezuzah that's already written, a little bit of a less of a razzle-dazzle. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is known for his razzle-dazzle questions. The Oda Yom Tov's is a little bit more plain, and that is what happens if he's making hides, and he's not sure whether he wants to use the hides for Sefer Torah Tefillin or for a Dover Chol. Is he allowed to say, it might be this, it might be that. Retroactive, it'll be one or the other. On that, he points out, based on a famous Ramban that I mentioned tangentially, the Ramban says that any time you're choosing between two things, in such a case, we do say Breira. And therefore, in regards to the hides, there is going to be a problem. You've got to choose beforehand. If that's so, the same, argues Rav Zilberstein, should apply in regards to the mezuzah as well. There should be a problem of breira. However, in a well-known piece, Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his Chuvas and Simon Beis, suggests the way to avoid the problem of breira is to make a condition. And this is what the Oni Yom Tov also suggests. And the condition is the following. I'm making the mezuzah to be a mezuzah for Kedusha. However, if I don't use it, then I want it not to have Kedusha. I'm making a t'nai in the mitzvah. I'm not saying I'm going to decide retroactively. Now I'm saying there's Kedusha. The hides are going to have Kedusha. The mezuzah that I'm writing is going to have Kedusha. However, if I'm no longer using it for a Kedusha purpose, so then it should not have Kedusha. So this suggestion is mentioned by the Mishnah Brura himself in Simin Lamebeis Sifkotan Chavav to make this t'nai when doing ibud on hides for tefillin. If that's so, Rav Zilberstein concludes that according to the Netziv, that would be a viable option when writing the mezuzah. I do need to point out that many Gedolei Torah, particularly our Rabbeim from our Masorah, my great Rebbe Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, and I believe it comes from Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, were very uncomfortable, and this appears in the Beyitzchak Yikare in a few places in his Mishnah Brura, with making a t'nai when it comes to mitzvahs. And therefore, according to their position, it would be problematic. However, this is the basic sugya that really brings out an example of the abstract case of breira in an instance that is halacha lemaisa, as well as an important diyun in the poskim as far as tnai b'mitzvos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Zayin.